Hello, everyone. I'm here without my friend John Lunger. Just me, Glenn Tickle. So we ran out of episodes. We try to record a bunch in advance in case things come up. A lot of things come up. So we got a little buddy for you this time. We had to record them separately. The way it worked was I called John, gave him some instructions, told him to call me back with other instructions for me to do. And so we're going to have, it's basically two little buddies, but they're solo little buddies. So we're going to put them together. So I'm going to call John and I'm going to give him instructions for his little buddy.
Hey, my friend John Lunger. It's your friend and co-host Glenn Tickle. It happened. We've run out of episodes and we're busy and we can't record another one. So I'm calling to leave you a voicemail with instructions. You and I went on a road trip to the Baltimore Podcast Festival. On the way, we discussed state flags and realized we don't know a lot about them. So, call me back, leave me a voicemail, and I'm going to need you to describe in as much detail as you can muster the state flags of my home state of New Jersey, your home state of Pennsylvania, Maryland. That's someone's home state, but not ours. I am also going to North Carolina this weekend, so I'm going to need that one. And then also Michigan, where I will also be this weekend because I have a lot of driving ahead of me. And let's go ahead and say Nevada. Throw that one in there. So give me a call back with some hot flag beats and go ahead and ask me for something to reply with some hot details. Love you, buddy.
Hey, my friend Glenn Tickle's voicemail. It's me, John. I'm proud of us. I'm proud of us because when we said that we were going to do this stupid podcast, we thought we were going to run out of episodes and just lose momentum, and it took us at least a dozen episodes to do that. So, I don't know, pat on the back. I'm patting myself on the back right now. I'm proud of you, too. You know, the reason that we're not doing a regular episode is because you're being a big, strong comedy boy and touring around the country. Good for you. You're doing good things. All right, but you gave me an assignment, and I did zero research, and I also did not write down the state flags that you wanted me to describe. So you may or may not get what you were hoping out of this, but I do remember some of them, and we can start with the easy ones. Maryland is, the state of Maryland is obsessed with their state flag. It is like, it's too many patterns. It's aggressively too many patterns. It's like yellow and red and white and black. And there's like there's four quadrants and like the diagonal quadrants match. And it's like a checkerboard and like a fancy like fleur-de-lis thing, you know, and it's aggressively everywhere in the state of Maryland. Honestly, if there's anybody from Baltimore, from that podcast festival listening, y'all need to check yourselves. Stay flexed dumb and no one cares. Stop putting it on everything. I also remember that you're going to be in North Carolina. So that is not South Carolina. That is the one that's on top of South Carolina. The South Carolina flag is like the palmetto tree with like the half moon, and again, South Carolina is another state that is really into their state flag, like too much. They've got like window clings on the back of their cars. It's just too much. South Carolina, you're almost as bad as Maryland. But North Carolina, I don't know anything about state flag wise, so I gotta guess that it is a 40-year-old white executive on a golf course. That feels very North Carolina government to me. So then you're going up to Michigan, which learn how to route a tour, because like North Carolina to Michigan is just objectively a dumb way to do it. But I still love you, Glenn. Michigan's state flag is just the Ford logo. It's the Ford logo and like Detroit in flames in the bottom right hand corner. And a bear. That's Michigan. Okay, I do know a little bit about a home state, so I'll bring it home with these two. They are two of the worst state flags. You're from New Jersey. Your state flag is like the most hideous shade of yellow ever, and it's just got a bunch of random shit in it. And honestly, if you saw it, you would think that it was like Microsoft clip art, in, you know, the Windows 95, update for Microsoft Word. Pennsylvania is a dark field of blue with like some Latin-esque crap in the middle of it. There's, I think, probably justice. And like, I don't know, maybe there's a tree in there and it says, like the state motto, which is, we're really rural except for a couple areas. What are we? Pennsylvania. Jesus. So that's the Pennsylvania state flag. I think I've done all the state flags that you wanted. And I don't. So that's what I have to say about state flags. I actually left as long of a voicemail as your stupid phone would let me. So I didn't have a chance to give you your assignment, which I have put zero thought into at all, except for your inspiration came from our trip to the Baltimore Podcast Festival, so I feel like mine should too. We had lunch at this ridiculous, like, hipster vegan pancake taco joint, like, because that's a thing that exists. And on the door to the bathroom was Cherry from Pee Wee's Playhouse. So what I'd like for you to explain, would be, the origin of the character Cherry. I don't want to know anything about Pee Wee Herman. I only want to know how that blue talking chair got on that TV show. Really proud of you, bud. Have fun on your tour. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this Stitch Together Little Buddy episode. I'm excited to hit back to the studio with you and do an actual recording, Glenn. So be safe. And your fake state flag fact, because I guess I need to do that too, is that the state of Hawaii actually does not have a state flag. So there you go. Today's podcast is brought to you by voicemail. Use Improv Wikipedia checkout to save $5 off of voicemail. Hanging up now because I got better things to do than talk to your voicemail. Bye.
All right. Cherry from Pee-wee's Playhouse. I mean, created by Pee-wee Herman himself, Paul Reubens, in, I want to say, 1982, as part of the stage show before Pee-wee's Big Adventure or the Saturday morning show. Cherry, of course, a talking chair with the arms are kind of arms and they move around. It's a puppet that I think just has, I think it's a person sitting in like a chair suit. There's a, I think a Japanese artist who does like horror comics, that Griffin McElroy was just talking about on his podcast, Wonderful, where one of the stories is a guy like makes a chair that he goes inside so that his favorite writer will like sit on him and write a thing. And I think that's what Cherry is. I don't know if Paul Reubens is aware. Cherry is a super fan that just crawled inside of a weird puppet so that Paul Reubens would sit in their lap. I'm trying to think of who that super fan would be. And I gotta go with Grace Jones, who famously did the Pee-wee's Playhouse Christmas special. So she's probably a big fan of Paul Reubens. So she probably definitely made the Cherry. It's kind of a puppet, kind of a costume, right? You go in there, you're kind of in a seated position yourself. Your arms are Cherry's arms, and there's a mouth on it. And I think Cherry could hug people, if I remember. I'm going to go ahead and confidently say that, yes, Cherry could hug people. Because it's nice to get hugs when you're sitting in Grace Jones's lap. Cherry was featured in Pee-wee's Playhouse, not Pee-wee's Big Adventure, right? A lot of the Playhouse friends weren't in there. So no Cowboy Curtis, no Conky, no pterodactyl that was probably named Terry. And then that little bratty kid who was basically a Howdy Doody knockoff. Miss Yvonne wasn't there. Pee-wee's Big Adventure is a really good... It's my favorite Tim Burton movie, because I don't like any other Tim Burton movies, really. But it's definitely my favorite Pee-wee movie. Might not be my favorite Paul Reubens movie, because Paul Reubens is in Mystery Men, and I love Mystery Men. Cherry does not appear in Mystery Men, but being kind of a chair puppet would be, fit in pretty well into the overall tone of Mystery Men, because Mystery Men's basically like if Pee-wee's Playhouse was a superhero movie, and I love that about it. So Grace Jones is the puppeteer behind Cherry, because she's a big Paul Reubens fan and wants Paul Reubens to sit and give Paul Reubens hugs. So that's everything I know about Cherry. I don't know, look it up on Wikipedia on your own this time. It's just a little buddy. We don't have time for this. I'm on the road driving around North Carolina, Michigan, doing shows and stuff. I'm a busy boy this month. John's busy. You're busy, listener. You got things going on, right? You don't need me to tell you how busy I am. You're living your own life. Get out there. Live your dreams, even if you drive all the way to Chapel Hill to do a show for five people, like I did. It was a very fun show, though. Go check out The Pit at Chapel Hill if you get the chance. It's a beautiful venue. I'm a big fan. So thank you to Will and everyone at Pit Chapel Hill. Thank you to John Lunger for describing State Flags to me. And thank you, listener. If you're a new listener, if you're a student I met at an APCA event, great job following that link on a business card I gave you. All right. Stay cool, everybody. Go sit in your friends' laps and get a hug.